Hello, welcome to Concert Notes, an hour of seriously good music brought to you by the Waikanae Music Society. I'm Wendy Van Delden, and I'll be your host for the next hour. Today, I'll be talking about the Music Society's next concert on 28th of August, to be presented by Strings Amour, a Wellington-based ensemble of five string players who specialise in music from the Baroque period, with a special focus on the Viola d'Amour. The Viola d'Amour, or Viola of Love, is a bowed-stringed instrument which gained great popularity in the 18th century. Played like a violin, it is unusual in having seven or even more strings. Its most distinguishable characteristic is the presence of sympathetic strings, which are not played but located behind the bowed strings and which vibrate in sympathy. These sympathetic strings contribute to produce a tone that is clear and resonant, often described as silvery. Here is a beautiful example of that special sound. This is the prelude from Bach's Cello Suite in D minor, arranged for Viola d'Amour and performed by Danielle Lorenzo.
Thank you.
That Bach prelude was played on Viola d'Amore by Daniel Lorenzo. Composers who wrote for the Viola d'Amore include Bach, Vivaldi, Telemann, and the less well-known Graupner, all of whom will be represented in the Strings Amore concert. Christoph Graupner was highly regarded in his day, on a par with Handel and Telemann, with whom he maintained a lifetime friendship. Here is a little taste from one of Graupner's many works for Viola d'Amore, the Rondo from his Viola d'Amore suite in D minor. That was Rondo from Graupner's Viola d'Amore suite in D minor. A little about Strings Amore. Donald Morris, Emeritus Professor of Music at Victoria University, is highly regarded as a performer of viola and viola d'amore. He'll be joined by well-known violinist Martin Risley, Head of Strings at the New Zealand School of Music. The other musicians, Rupa Maitra, violin, Sophie Atchison, viola and viola d'amore, and cellist Margaret Goldborg, all play in Orchestra Wellington. They visit Waikanae as part of a nationwide Chamber Music New Zealand tour. Let's hear some Vivaldi now. Not one of his works for viola d'amore, but instead a movement from his double concerto for two violins and orchestra. This work is notable for its echo effects. Performers are the Chamber Orchestra von der Goltz. Thank you.
Thank you.
Chamber Orchestra von der Goltz played that first movement from Vivaldi's Concerto for Two Violins. The other composer who will feature in the Strings Amour concert will be Georg Philipp Telemann, a contemporary and friend of both Bach and Graupner. There will be two of his works in the concert on 28th of August, a concerto for two violas d'amour and the Viola Concerto in G major. Here is the lovely Largo first movement from the Viola Concerto, performed by Ladislav Kieselak with Capella Istropolitana. Ladislav Kieselak, viola, and Capella Istropolitana played the Largo from Telemann's Viola Concerto in G. You can hear all of that concerto at the Strings Amour concert. Unlike his contemporaries, J.S. Bach didn't write a great deal for viola d'amour. One very brief appearance of the instrument is in the St. John Passion, where a beautiful bass aria, Betrachte meine Seele, is accompanied by two violas d'amour and a lute. Colin Baldy, bass, Catherine McGillivray and Nicolette Moonen, violas d'amour, with Jakob Lindberg on lute, performed that aria from Bach's St. John Passion. Some more Telemann now. At the concert we can look forward to hearing his concerto for two violas d'amour, but for today I'd like to play something from his trio sonata, for two violins and guitar. The musicians are Anna and Guido Hobling, violins, with Josef Żabka on guitar. Thank you. Slovakian violinists Anna and Guido Hübling and guitarist Josef Žabka played the first two movements from Telemann's Trio Sonata in A minor. While searching for music for this program, I found some intriguing items for other Baroque period instruments. Music for lute, archlute, oboe d'amour, and chalumeau. As with the viola d'amour, these instruments were used in the 16th, 17th, and 18th centuries, and then gradually became surpassed by the newer instruments that we are more familiar with today. The chalumeau was a forerunner of the modern clarinet, with a lower, softer sound. Many composers of the Baroque era wrote for it, possibly none more so than Gruckner, who wrote extensively for all sizes of chalumeau and featured the instrument in numerous suites, concertos, and trio sonatas. Let's listen to some of his suite for three chalumeau.
Thank you.
Eric Hoprich, alto, Gies van Vast, tenor, and Carlos Riera, bass, played those three movements from Graupner's Suite for Three Chalumeau. There will be some more Bach in the Strings and More concert, this time a famous alto aria from the St. Matthew Passion, arranged for strings by Donald Morris. Here it is in its original version, sung by alto Julia Hamari with Consortium Musicum.
Thank you.
That was Erbarme Dich from Bach's St. Matthew Passion. At the Strings and More concert, we will hear that arranged for string ensemble. Now, another interesting instrument, the oboe d'amour, the oboe of love, is a double reed woodwind instrument. Slightly larger and pitched lower than the oboe, it has a less assertive and more tranquil tone. You can enjoy its beautiful sound and these movements from Telemann's Concerto for flute, oboe d'amour and viola d'amour. That was Telemann's Concerto for Flute, Oboe d'Amour and Viola d'Amour. To end the program, here is another example of the magical sound of the Viola d'Amour, this time sharing its role as concerto soloist with another historic instrument, the arch lute, a large plucked instrument. Vivaldi's Concerto for Viola d'Amour and Arch Lute is performed here by Il Gardino a Monaco.
Thank you.
Il Giardino a Monaco played two movements from Vivaldi's Concerto for Viola d'Amour and Archlute. Well, that is all we have time for today. I hope you've enjoyed my selection of music and that hearing these fascinating instruments might lead to further exploration of the treasures of early music. The Strings Are More concert will be at the Waikanae Memorial Hall, 2:30 p.m. on Sunday, 28th of August. Door sales will be available, or tickets can be bought from Waikanae New World and Moby Dickens Books in Paraparaumu Beach. For online sales, please visit the Society's website at www.waikanaemusic.org.nz. This program has been brought to you by the Waikanae Music Society. My name is Wendy Van Delden. Thank you for listening.
This program is made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.